human beings are very different from animals in that we have what sets us apart from an animal, a consciousness. This consciousness is from God. And because it's from God, sometimes we think we could be God. Isn't that basically ego? We have a consciousness that's unique. We sit in our body, we look out at the world, and we're the only person that exists. Everybody around exists as objects. That's egotism. We all have it. Little children are like that. They're born with an ego, a pride that's got to be satisfied. You watch little children, all selfish. But they have a sweetness in them. That sweetness is more beautiful when they come into the world than when they leave it. Give me a little child any day. Give me a 3-year-old for company. Leave me the 80-year-olds. I'm sorry. If an 80-year-old is wise, he's not wise. He's just careful. He just knows what to do. He's dead. He's dead, but he won't lie down. You don't want to be like that. You want to go out alive, inside your head. A living person, your body, has done its thing. It's gone through life. If you've acquired who you are, noble, strong, and brave right to the last second. And when you die, you can make jokes. I expect to make jokes on my deathbed. The most important day of your life is the day you die. And you live for that day. Some people have short lives. They do brave things. And they, you know, they go to battle. They stand up for what's right. They go into a burning house and rescue a little girl and forget themselves. Greater love hath no man than lay down his life for his friend. Don't you think there's another life besides this one? If that wasn't the case, how comes you have conflict for not living it? You have two forces at work. There are two forces, and if you understood these forces, if you could see what I could see, you'd be terrified. I'm prepared. See, I'm, if I may say, without sounding braggadocious, I am fully prepared to see the horror of life, but yet see the bright side of it. If you could see what I could see, you couldn't stand it. It would be too much for you. And sometimes I'm accused of giving everybody too much, because my job is to give you enough so that you can see what you did wrong and get you to deal with that wrong so that you can pass and go on, so that you're finished with it. My job is to give you one principle. My job is to help you to have one principle that will carry you through all the way through life, is applicable to everything. Isn't 1 + 1 applicable to everything? Isn't it the foundation, or 0, 1? Isn't it the basis of all mathematics? Could you ever arrive at anything if 1 and 1 made 3? Or you thought it did?